Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Hey Siri podcast. Hello, I'm your host, Rick, the really annoying voice that you hear every day on the radio. And this is Hey Siri. And wait. Today, we continue to talk about Mesopotamia. We are focusing today on organization. We are here with Makna the banana, Jish the dish, Hian and Aaron with two A's. Today I would like to thank our sponsors, Spa, Stop Plate Abuse, Logan Kaden Paul and Kaden, and the FBI.
Open up.
Why don't we start with our first question? What is organization? And have any thoughts about that? Aaron, with two A's?
Well, it is a process of organizing community for the development of its members. Community organization can also be said as an institution or as the organization of people joined together for a common cause. Direction by the feeling of together for development and is governed by an elected body of governance by themselves.
Wow, that's really fascinating. Well, we have one more question for you from Gluten Destroyer 999. He says, hey Siri, who leads Mesopotamia?
People who lead Mesopotamia are called kings and emperors. Some are like King Nebuchadnezzar or Emperor Julius.
That's pretty interesting, Aaron, with two A's. Well, I have a question for Makna the banana. Hi there. Well, what are some famous laws in Mesopotamia? From Logang 97.
The most famous laws in Mesopotamia are Hammurabi's Code. Some of these laws were the strong shall not oppress the weak. Or, if a house is built and it crushes the person living there, whomever built it will be put to death, which is a little harsh. And last, if you slap someone of higher place than you, your hand will be cut off.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well, we have another question by I Like Cats 101. It says, hey Siri, where do they put the ziggurat and other important buildings, and what's the system of government?
Thank you, I Like Cats 101, for your amazing question. Mesopotamia was a monarchy, which meant that the king ruled over everything and he had all the power. The crown was also passed down from father to son. The king appointed other men to rule over conquered cities, and the king also had a permanent army. In these cities, the government buildings and the ziggurat were always at the centers. Hopefully this answered your questions.
Well, that's really great information. Well, I have a question for you, Hian. What's the different social classes in Mesopotamia?
Mesopotamia also had different social classes. At the top of the social pyramid were the king, who was generally a priest, and the royal family. Underneath them were wealthy landowners and military commanders. On the third tier were farmers, artisans, scribes, and merchants. And the second last tier were common folk, and underneath that were slaves. The Sumerians believed that gods let them use slaves because they were considered inferior people or lesser people.
Wow, that was really great information. Thanks for joining us in our podcast, Igor. Well, it's been really fun. And Hey Siri podcast about Mesopotamia organization. Hope you can join us next time for chickens, club penguin memes, and Fortnite with our special guest, Bobby Chen. Thank you for...
No.